This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at DealerRater.ca. Check them out, LakewoodChev.com. Presidents and owners of World Health joins us. Blake, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
Good. Hey, and of course, you were a professional curler for a long time. Did you ever do cross-country skiing?
I did, yeah.
Did you, like, Alex Harvey to win the world championship for Canada this past weekend? That was unbelievable. But, like, when I think of some of the most difficult sports to do, cross-country skiing at a high level is right up there.
Well, I would say at a high level, yeah. Just to have the cardio capacity to get around a track as fast as they go and as hard as they go, man, I can't imagine the type of training they have to do.
Nuts. Now, you won the Brier and the World Curling Championship back in 2010. And I'm sure when you started curling, Blake, I don't know, the training wasn't the same as it is now, right? Like, we're at a much different level of training in curling that's gone on before.
We totally are. And, like, I'm not sure if you watched any of the games at all on the weekend, or did you see anything that was going on there?
Yeah, I watched the Scotties last week, and then, of course, I watched a few of the opening rounds. I'll be honest, I don't watch a whole curling match in the opening round start to finish. I'll kind of flip channel surf through here and there.
Well, not even I watch a whole game, but I will watch, you know, from time to time and watch a few ends. And the one thing you'll notice if you're watching is, man, where's all the guys like Eddie Wernick and Rick Folk? Like, where have those guys gone? You know, all these guys are in crazy good shape, right? And so it's definitely a different game today than it was, you know, even 10 years ago, but certainly 20 years ago.
Now, obviously, like, when people think curling, and people who don't play it at a competitive level, probably, well, how good a shape do you have to be in? What's the most important thing to be an effective curler? I guess let's start at the front end, guys, because I'm guessing it's probably different for them than the skip, who's not sweeping.
Yeah, I mean, the front end guys are in incredible shape. And we actually, back in the day, they put halter monitors on us, and they actually tried to figure out how many calories we would burn in a two-hour, eight-end game. And guys were burning between 2,000 and 3,000 calories in a two-hour game. So you think about that. That's the average amount of calories a person burns usually in a day, you know, just walking around. So they're expending a lot of energy. Sometimes they're playing three games in a day. And, you know, those front-end players, there's a ton of speed, and there's a ton of strength work that they need to do to be able to sweep like they do for, you know, sometimes as long as 20 seconds at a time. So the front end guys they're in great shape. They do a ton of training on top of what, you know, they're throwing and all the other stuff that they're doing. The back end guys, you know what, they're still doing a ton of training too, but it's more, you know, it's more different types of training. For them, you know, the mental side of the game is so huge. And so if they're not in good physical shape, by the end of the second or the third game of the day, you know, they're getting tired and mentally they're just not in the same place, and they're not able to be as precise.
Now, core strength is obviously key with the balance and the stability, right?
Yeah. I mean, core strength is probably one of the biggest things that a player has to have today. The balance and stability of throwing and sweeping, sometimes for up to 9 hours in a day, you know, it's vital to play the game properly. It's something that all the players have to have, and no matter whether they're back end or front end.
Now, let's look at training now often for these guys. How often are the professional top elite guys training? Like, is it year round? When's the off season go? Like, NHL off season, that's kind of when they train. Curling, how is it? Are they training all year round, Blake? Or when the season starts, is it kind of like hockey that it's maybe just a little bit of maintenance stuff, but they're not going full bore?
You know what? They train harder in the summer than they do in the winter. And, I know a lot of these guys because I used to play with them. And I know they're training, you know, the front end guys, they're probably training 5 times a week. They're in the gym, you know, for 1 to 3 hours training. The back end guys, they're probably in there probably 3 to 4 hours. And the season doesn't end anymore in April or May like it used to. These guys throw rocks all year round. throughout the summer. So they're probably throwing every day or every other day during the summer and every day during the winter. In addition to that, they're also working with, sports psychologists and other types of professionals. And for most of them, they also have full-time jobs and families and stuff like that too. So these guys are, they're working pretty hard. And that's why, when you watch TV and you see them out there, they look like they're in crazy good shape.
Oh, yeah, much better shape than they used to be, for sure. 2010 Breyer champion, world champion, Blake McDonald from World Health joins us. Now, as it evolves, when you look at the type of training, are there training in curling? Is it something specifically that's different maybe to hockey or other sports?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely, there's certain muscle groups you're really working on. For sweeping, that push and pull groups of muscles, those are and really working on the quickness and strength in your upper body. That's key. For all the players, they're really working on explosiveness with the lower body. So big weight shots now are a huge part of the game. Like, you see these guys making run backs and all kinds of crazy hard shots all over the place. They're doing a ton of squats and jumps, and they're really working on the explosiveness of their legs, to be able to push out of the hack. They also do a ton of interval training. Interval training allows them to sort of build their cardio capacity and be their sharpest when, 8 or 9 hours into a playing type of day. So they're doing a lot of stuff that you see in workouts like, World Health's Team 45 or, Orange Theory type workouts, where it's a full body workout, and then they're including that interval cardio training with it.
Now, all this training, you look at it, now the top teams I know make a decent amount, Blake, but man, curling's still pretty tough. Like, you got to put in all this training time, and, it's not like there's NHL salaries on the other end of it.
No, there totally isn't. Like, the top five teams in the world, they're making an okay living at it. And when I say that, like, each guy might be making, say, $60,000 to $100,000 in a year with all their fun. And a lot of that comes from funding, a little bit of it from winning, a little bit of it from sponsors. So, it's coming from a whole different, whole bunch of different sources. So, comparing it to NHL or any other sports, it's just no comparison. These guys have to have jobs to survive. And the worst part of it is lots of time their work either has to be seasonal, or it's got to be, something that they can kind of do on the road while they're, while they're curling. Some of these guys are away for, almost 100 to 110 days a year. So it's pretty hard. It's pretty tough to have a regular job.
Now, in golf, there's a seniors tour. Do you think there should ever be a seniors tour in curling?
There is a seniors tour in curling. It starts at 50, and there's no money in it. And
oh, okay. Well, that's what I meant. Kind of like more money. Like, if there was a seniors tour, would you go on it?
Honestly, I just got back from the Breyer, and the one great thing about it is still the notoriety. But without the money in it, it just doesn't justify the time away from work and family. So I'm going to say no to that. The guys that are still doing it and the guys that do it at that age are they're doing it for the love of the game. And yeah, you can make a living at it today for some of them, but they're as close to real amateur athletes as you're ever going to see in any sport. So,
do you miss curling?
I miss the guys. I miss the guys, and I miss being out on the road. And that's probably the one big thing that I miss the most about it. Like, it is a pretty good social sport, and you get a lot of time to talk to guys even out on the ice. So I do miss that. But I don't miss the grind. I don't miss all the training and all the work that we had to put into it to be as good as we were.
That's fair. It's an honest answer. I appreciate it. Blake, always good to catch up with you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.